This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Now, if you've listened to this program, then you know we have been talking about coaching during that time. Or to be more exact, Jonathan and Felix have been talking about coaching, and we've just been listening in. They're back with us again today, and we're going to listen in again on their conversation. So to begin today, I'll let Jonathan briefly review what we've learned so far on the subject of coaching. Okay, Jonathan?
We looked the first week about different learning styles, the second week at a couple of movies and how coaching was used and how it can be used in our life. And now we want to look at how do we know when people are asking for coaching and when is it needed?
You coach leaders and you coach leaders who lead others. So you have two ways. The leader wants to improve himself or herself personally, or the leader wants to improve his staff or her staff. And one issue might be the motivation of staff. So if the person wants to optimize the work he's doing, optimize the performance, etc., optimize his leadership styles, he might request coaching. People come to me and ask for coaching when they have career issues, like career planning. Where should I go? Where should I move? What areas of work should I move into? Quite often people come for coaching when there is conflict. Conflicting issues, crisis in life, job stress, burnout. So this is more tense, more crisis related. People face an issue that, wow, I need help. People who live in cross-cultural situations are faced with a really, really complex life. You have your own life, you as an individual with an inner life, with emotions, friends, and relationships, family, part of your inner life in a way, you as an individual. Then you have a role you play living overseas. You are a fundraiser. You are a project leader. You are a travel agent, a team player, a speaker, a counselor, a friend, a father, a husband, a son, a communicator, etc., etc. You have so many roles that you not necessarily have back home. And on top of that, you are part of an organization. That organization requires you to do certain things. The organization has a culture, certain ways of doing things. And so you are torn between your organization, your roles, and you as an individual, and all the relationships that play into this. I met with one lady who worked in Central Asia. She was accountable to four different organizations. She was part of one organization, but on the field, she had accountability structures back home, and then on the field to three others. That was sort of a cover organization and a secondment organization. And so she was burned out pretty much. And when I asked her, tell me about your organization, she said, which organization? I said, well, your organization. Well, I have four. I said, what? No wonder why you were burned out. So one part of the organization gives her this kind of input, the other that kind of input. With this group, she has conflict. With the other groups, there is peace. But then those groups are enemies and very, very complex. And she was really faced with a high stress, with burnout. So we sat down and really had to untangle this knot of relationships and issues.
Now, we all can relate to that person you talked about with the complex life. So a coach is helping us to untangle a complex life. Now, you like to use movies to explain situations, and Lord of the Rings is a complex situation. Do you want to expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, you have Frodo, who lives in a very, very nice, safe environment. He has friends, he knows himself, he knows what to expect. He's going to get married and have kids, and there will be little Frodos. And then life changes. There is the ring. All of a sudden, there is a calling on his life, a quest, an objective, a change. he's sort of overwhelmed. He says yes, but doesn't really know what it means to bring the ring into Mordor.
His role also changes.
Yeah, he enters a whole new setup, a whole new social environment, relationship. There are two friends joining mm-hmm. him, and then he joins the Fellowship of the Rings, which is the name of the first movie. Yeah. There are, I think, four supporters, a fellowship of four plus the three who are going on the quest. So there is a new complex life all of a sudden for him, a change. It's very difficult for him, and you see this in the movie, to cope with a change, to cope with the loss of his home, to deal with the conflicts between the Fellowship of the Rings, and then to deal with his goal, to bring the ring back. So you have himself, Frodo, as a person, as an individual. You have his role, and then sort of the organization, the group that he joins, and lots of dynamic, very confusing, and you have different players who speak into this situation.
How would you see a role of a coach then in this complex situation? Maybe speak from experience.
I met with a teacher at a school who was supposed to become the new principal of the school. And he came to me sort of asking for advice, asking for help, asking to be coached. The situation was that the principal, the old principal, was still there for 6 months, and he was supposed to learn what the old principal had to teach him. Then for 1 year, he was supposed to be the new principal. And then after that year, he was supposed to leave, and another new principal was to come. And so a lot of changes from being a teacher to being the vice principal to being the principal, and then to leaving.
Now, Felix, in that situation, you are the coach. So what were your goals and purpose while you met with this individual?
First of all, I listened. And then second, I like to use the drawing board and make charts and visualize, again, the learning styles, and visualize the complex situation. One thing I did was leadership development over 10, 20 years, life development over 10, 20 years. What did you learn as a young 20 years old, 25 years old, critical incidents in your life? And where did God lead you to this point right now? What did you learn so far? And what is the challenge that you have to learn right now? Another chart I did was to learn about different personalities in the team. Generational differences. And so we looked at the personalities in the teacher's staff and his own personality and how he reacts to the different personalities. And that helped him to understand himself. The first thing helped him to understand where God is leading him, where he's coming from, where he is right now, and what God wants him to learn. And the second is helping him understand his own personality, his reaction to other personalities, his reaction to other generations. The older principal was an older generation person, and that caused some conflicts. Then conflict styles is another thing we talked about. So how do you react to tension? Do you confront the tension, or do you try to escape to prevent not confronting? So we talked about this, different situations in his life where he felt comfortable confronting, other situation where he didn't feel comfortable confronting, and we distinguished and analyzed those two situations and then applied them into his situation in school.
So even though this individual only had a year, you're very aware that there's something to be learned in that amount of time and to be productive during that time. And that was your goal as a coach, was to allow him to see, help him to see what the Lord was doing, how you're reacting to situations, what stage you're at in your life of the things that you're learning, but then also to improve.
I've asked him in the beginning, what is your goal? You want to do a good job? You want to be successful? And he said, yes, I want to do the best I can, but I don't really know how.
Okay,
let me help you. And so the goal as a coach is to help him be efficient and effective as much as possible.
Okay, so Felix, we've looked at different learning styles. We've looked at the complex life that we're involved in, us as individuals, our roles, and then the organizations. We've looked at a few examples. We're running out of time now, and next week we want to look at the first steps of what coaching involves. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jonathan and Felix, thanks again for letting us listen in on your conversation.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.